Ever wanted to explore the world of online trading but haven't dared try? The futures market is more active now than ever, and Plus 500 Futures is the perfect place to start. Plus 500 gives you access to a wide range of instruments, S&P 500, NASDAQ, Bitcoin, gas, and much more. Explore equity indices, energy, metals, Forex, crypto, and beyond. With a simple and intuitive platform, you can trade from anywhere, right from your phone. Deposit with a minimum of $100 and experience the fast, accessible futures trading you've been waiting for. See a trading opportunity? You will be able to trade it in just two clicks once your account is open. Not sure if you're ready? Not a problem. Plus 500 gives you an unlimited risk-free demo account with charts and analytic tools for you to practice on. With over 20 years of experience, Plus 500 is your gateway to the markets. Visit us.plus500.com to learn more. Trading in futures involves the risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Not all applicants will qualify. Plus 500, it's trading with a plus.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
So if you want to create a two index version,
let's get into this,
centered around healthcare,
let's get into this,
what tool would you recommend for this combination?
I think this is a great question, but one thing I do want to stress is I want you guys to stay focused on what you have in the portfolio at the moment, because I think too many people once again take their eyes off the main thing. I would do VTI, Eli Lilly, and Shark, which I've talked about before. I know it's not fun, and this is where men, I'm not trying to belabor a point on Brother Shannon, but I think too often times as men, we look for the new exciting thing opposed to the thing that's working. There's a reason we don't have trading Thursdays. Market Mondays is working, right? Too many people like try and create too much diversity in their portfolio, and you end up selling the thing that's great or something that's good, where if you just kept pouring money into the thing that's working, you'll be a-okay. So great question. If you have currently been investing in two tech two index and change, but if I was focusing on a healthcare version, I would do Stryker and Lilly and hold forever.
Stryker, Lilly and hold. Interesting. I chose specific ETFs in healthcare, and so I went with Vanguard as well. VHT and yep. Then Spider, you know, we always talk about XLK and we talk about XLY. Their one is XLV. And I told people in our class, especially if you're not familiar with sectors, right? ETFs and indexes are probably the best way. But inside of those ETFs, you should go look at the holdings and go look at the largest allocations inside those ETFs. And for XLV, you're going to, and I mean, for VHT as well, Lilly is usually number one,
yeah, right?
And then number two is United Health. And so we've watched United Health take a bathing, obviously with healthcare prices skyrocketing and really no rhyme or reason for it. And so I said, I knew you would probably go traditional with Stryker. I know that's one of your favorite companies. And I think we were both agree on Lilly. And so I threw two wild cards in there in terms of the healthcare space. And one, we're probably not going to think healthcare, but.
Moderna?
Nah, so CVS is a company that I've spoken about plenty of times, and they kind of have this like soul survivor syndrome that is interesting. When we think about growing up in the past, maybe 5 to 10 years, there was a Rite Aid. That's
good. Yep.
It used to be a Walgreens in your neighborhood. Good luck if you can find it. And CVS is still here, 9,000 locations, and they have vertical integration, which is very unique in the sense that they have insurance. They bought Aetna, so they have the insurance, right? They have prescription delivery, and they have direct patient care.
Yeah.
You have all those things in one, whereas United Healthcare doesn't quite have it. They're the largest provider of health insurance, but they don't have all three verticals. So when you think about it in that sense, I'm like, all right, people still look to find out each one of those verticals from different places. Then my wild card came in, And I said, well, who can disrupt them from the retail space? And who can also disrupt them from the primary care space? And then I came to this company called Amazon. And I thought, damn, 9,000 locations is great until you can have same day delivery straight to your house. Now you got a billion locations, right? Because everybody, if you're going to get it delivered, you have to have an address. I'm like, all right, well, that could kick in the door for them from a retail standpoint. But as soon as they have AI agents, and agentic is a big thing for Amazon. And we saw this kind of during COVID when you couldn't go to the doctor, but you had that telehealth situation where you call and you can give the symptoms and the doctor would call you. As we get further on in this AI space, especially with agentic, and we saw industries that'll be disrupted, law for sure, healthcare is going to be another one. If Amazon has the agentic AI in the healthcare field with the direct to consumer retail space, I think they become the number two in the healthcare ETF funds going forward.
Okay. That's, I got a question for you. This is my first pushback I've had to you ever. How do you pick CVS and Amazon in the same class?
No. CVS is a wild card. Amazon is what I really.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay, I'm okay with that. Gotcha.
And you know why it's a wild card? It's because it's one of these sleeper companies that is in your neighborhood, right? You probably frequent there, but you're not thinking of it as a company that you can invest in. But you look at it year to date, it's up 46%. Even in the midst of all these tariffs, year to date, it's up 46%. Has it come down from its highs of 111, I think maybe 10 years ago, and it hit another peak of 106? It looks like it's on that upward momentum again. We'll see. But it's just an interesting company when you think of vertical integration inside of healthcare that makes it very unique.
Yeah.
But there goes my Amazon again. I know y'all gonna say I'm biased.
But it makes sense. Here's the part about the bias and being upset about a pick. There are only certain companies that are generational companies. Mm-hmm. Apple was that for a long time. Nvidia's having their moment. Microsoft has found a way to put themselves back in the conversation. Tesla had a chance. Amazon is one of those ones. Every generation, you may get maybe 10 companies or 12 companies that are going to have a 20 or 30 year run, and they keep finding what. Let's be very honest. Amazon has found ways to innovate better than Apple. It's just not said because they don't have a Tim Cook at the moment. But over the last 3 or 4 years, they've done a better job, sure.
And all those companies are still relying on it. And when we talk about AWS, we could say, like, yes, Google is on its way, and yes, Microsoft is in terms of cloud, but they're still a leader.
Yeah.
And they have the CapEx to actually spend to innovate. Yeah. So I know that their profit margins aren't as wide as a company like NVIDIA, but there's a reason for that. They're continuously building, and they're not just doing it in one industry, which makes them so unique and is why they become so dominant. And so if they enter this from an AI standpoint with the lead of having cloud, having infrastructure, having their own GPUs, they're going to be doing that for a reason. Essentially, we had this conversation in Virginia. We were talking to a gentleman, 73 years old. He was talking about he owns land in Richmond. And he was like, I used to sell lumber for like 10 to 15 years. But, you know, it's not that fruitful in a sense where you make maybe six figures, but it takes time to grow the trees.
Yeah.
And he was like, there's a new thing that we're going to be doing soon. I'm like, what is it? He was like, these companies keep coming in and they want to build data centers on my land. And I was like, Tell me more.
Yeah.
And as we started speaking and he started sharing his knowledge, he was like, yo, it's everywhere. And you can hear it. I mean, you can hear the rhetoric saying people are going to slow down spending. And some of that will be true. But the mega caps, they're in a race to beat each other.
For sure.
Please know that. Please know that. So if you hear Microsoft saying they did something, just know that Amazon's not looking like that.
Big four, they're all going to race.
They're thinking like, no, we need to do more.
When you're with Amex Business Platinum, going the extra mile for your business pays off. With 5x membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked through AmexTravel.com, you can earn more points to help grow your business. And with access to more than 1,400 lounges globally through the American Express Global Lounge Collection, including the Centurion Lounge,
can I get you a refill?
You can stay fresh wherever your business travel takes you. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.